A very good Friday morning to you. It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. I hope you've had a great start to your day. I'm coming your way from home today, as I typically do on Fridays. Film Week coming up at 11 o'clock. And our critics this week are going to tell you about Song Without a Name. It's a film from Peru starring Pamela Mendoza as an indigenous Andean woman who has her child taken from her. And the story is about efforts to find out where the child went. Mixes politics with a true life drama from Peru, Song Without a Name. We'll hear what our critics think. Also from Guatemala, a horror film that's getting a lot of positive attention, La Llorona. We'll hear what Claudia Puig has to say about that. She'll be joined by critics Peter Rayner and Charles Solomon. We've also got some terrific documentaries, including one on Howard Ashman, the gifted lyricist who did so many of the classic songs for Disney's animated features like Beauty and the Beast and The Little Mermaid. Wonderful new documentary is out from longtime Disney producer Don Hahn, looking at Howard Ashman's life. He sadly died at 39 of AIDS, but in his professional career left so much great work. We'll talk about that as well. But we begin today's program focused on a proposed tax increase in California on the top earners in the state. Already, those highest earners are by far the biggest revenue generators for California when it comes to income tax. New York State has something very similar, and in fact, the proposed increase, the wealth tax there, has become a divisive issue between New York's governor and the mayor of New York City. But here in California, a proposed tax increase to pay for COVID-19 related expenses has proven divisive even among Democrats. But the question is California in such a financial predicament now, and without federal dollars likely coming to bail out this state, that it's going to require the highest earners in California to again step up and help out the state budget? With us is the executive director of the Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy, known as LANE. It's a nonprofit advocacy group here in L.A., Roxana Tynan. Roxana, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about what is being proposed. How much of a tax is being contemplated on California's highest earners?
What we're talking about is a 1% surcharge on over $1 million, up to a 3% surcharge, 3.5% surcharge on over $5 million. So it's a relatively modest increase on about 70,000 Californians, really to benefit the tens of millions of Californians who, you know, as of this month, are really facing eviction, loss of unemployment benefits, really dire, dire situation.
Do we know how far collecting these additional taxes would go in helping California deal with its massive budget hole that COVID-19 has blown in the budget?
Well, it's not a silver bullet. It would raise about $6 billion estimated additional dollars a year, but that's a significant help, nonetheless, to filling that gap. So,
all right,
absolutely worth doing.
Now, I think the last time I saw the numbers, it was something like the top 1% of California earners were already generating something like 40% of the income tax revenue. I don't know whether that's a current number or not, but do you have any concerns about the revenue being so highly dependent on the fluctuating revenues of high income earners, because their income is a lot more volatile?
Well, I think we need that, and we need other measures like, for example, schools and communities first and closing the commercial property tax loophole. I think we need a number of measures in order to really build a safe future for the state.
We're talking with Roxana Tynan of the Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy, and I'd like to hear what you think about this proposed additional tax on the top earners in California for those over $1 billion. I'm sorry, over $1 million. It would be a 1% surcharge, going up to 3.5% additional. State income tax generating $6 billion is the estimate. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. Also, the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. You can tweet at AirTalk or post on the AirTalk Facebook page. Also with us, the editor-in-chief of the political commentary website Fox and Hounds Daily, Joel Fox. He's the former president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Joel, good to have you with us again. Your concerns about this additional state income tax that's contemplated?
Well, this is not really the time to be raising taxes when the economy is so far down, and it will continue to make it more difficult to recover the economy and to create jobs. But you pointed out, Larry, that, and you are correct, 40% of the personal income tax comes from this top 1%. We have the highest in the nation, and there are consequences. Now, I could argue that this tax may seem appealing when compared to some of the other proposals, like the one mentioned on increasing property taxes on commercial property, which will affect small businesses, ultimately consumers, farmers, who small business associations and farmers have all come out against it. There's proposals for service taxes in Sacramento. There's proposals for a head tax on employers. So when you're just talking about taxing the billionaires, it might sound okay to a lot of folks, but there are consequences. And you pointed out one of them, Larry, and that is the up and down that California suffers with its budget every time there's a recession because we rely so heavily on the top end. And then there's the question of how long will these rich Californians stick with California if we continue to raise the tax. It's the highest in the nation right now. It's this proposal will even jack it up higher. The past tax increase on the rich was Proposition 30. It was temporary. Even though it was extended with another initiative, it's still temporary. This one is permanent. And where is the tipping point for these folks to move to Nevada? I remember after Prop 30, Incline Village, Nevada, talked about all these Californians that came across the border. And you mentioned, last point here, you mentioned Governor Cuomo's differences with the mayor of New York City. And you probably saw the stories the last couple of days. He was begging rich New Yorkers to come back into the city because there's a city income tax. And Governor Cuomo was saying, hey, I'll buy you dinner. I'll buy you a drink. Please come back. Please come back. The rich have the ability to move, and California is threatening them with this new tax.
I mean, there is a difference, of course, in that that issue with Governor Cuomo. He's talking about people leaving the city of New York. That is the city tax. Here it would require the highest income earners to bail on California itself. We know some have gone to Nevada, some have gone to Texas, gone to other places. The question would be whether you would reach critical mass where you would do more harm than good. And I guess that's an open question, Joel. But I wonder about the volatility issue. So it is volatile. The stock market has a lot to play here with this. But right now, the market's doing quite well. High-income people have generally not been hit anywhere near as hard as working-class people have. So why not take this opportunity when the market returns are strong, when people of means are comparatively doing well at the very top, and having them help out when the rest of the state is in such need because of COVID-19?
Well, as I said to you earlier in my comments, that this would probably be the most appealing to the general public. But remember, this is not a temporary tax to take care of a temporary problem that you point out we're now living through. This is a permanent tax increase, so it keeps that burden on those taxpayers permanently. Also, the other thing to remember is part of Californians' attitude that we're already taxed too heavily. When the Public Policy Institute, in their last statewide poll on the issue, asked, should we raise taxes to balance the state budget? The respondents to the poll by 2-1 said no. So the question is, how heavy of a tax can we levy before people respond negatively? And I think we're pretty close to there here in California.
We're talking with Joel Fox of Fox and Hounds Daily, the political commentary site. Roxana Tynan, Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy. Let's take a listener call from Oscar in Jefferson Park, Los Angeles. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here. To be honest, I personally think that it's fair to raise the tax. You know, it's 1-3%. I understand that you mentioned that the higher income earners already contribute about 40% of the income tax, but you also got to remember that they tend to hold a large portion of the wealth as well. So I think it's fair to raise it a little bit, and especially if you spend it back into the community, it just ends up bettering the community and growing the economy. That's the way it tends.
Oscar, appreciate the call. Oscar in Jefferson Park. Sam tweets at AirTalk, I think first and foremost, Mark tweeting at AirTalk, 70,000 people looking at the cost of living in Idaho and Texas. I think he's talking about web searches there. So many of my friends and relatives have made the move. That's Mark tweeting at AirTalk. Liam in Newport Beach says maybe the state should consider issuing some bonds. Those who have money that they're talking about taxing can lend money and earn a little interest. Then when the state recoups the money, they can get those paid back. Roxana Tynan, what do you think about Liam's proposal?
Well, I think a couple of things. One is just to say there's no evidence of millionaires leaving the state. In fact, we are creating many more millionaires in the state. The people who are leaving, unfortunately, are the middle and working class Californians who can't afford to live here because the cost of living has become high. And we need to really figure out how to protect our middle class. You know, in the last 3 months of the pandemic, our 154 billionaires in California saw their collective wealth increase by $175 billion. So we know the money is there among the wealthiest in the state to really help us, you know, make our way into the future, recover in a fair and just way. So bond issues are fine, but ultimately it's regular taxpayers who bear the cost of repayment. And so, yes, we need to look at a whole range of ways to raise the resources we need to make sure Californians are taken care of. But we are really heading off a cliff here. The additional unemployment benefits from the feds have ended. We are facing an absolute crisis of evictions with people not having the resources to pay their rent. I mean, the consequences of not raising taxes, the consequences of not identifying additional resources from those who absolutely can afford to pay are really high.
Are you concerned that if we do start seeing significant numbers of the highest earning Californians leaving the state, even if that has not happened, we've seen, you know, smaller numbers, but let's say that becomes, you know, much larger group that leave, and the state has become reliant on this rate of tax collection that's significantly higher than most other states. Is that going to be a problem with putting the genie back in the bottle and California cutting its spending to adapt to that?
Again, there's just no evidence of that happening. It did not happen after Prop 30. This is a very modest increase, a 1% surcharge up to a 3.5% surcharge. We're not talking about something that's going to have an enormous impact on the lives of those 70,000 taxpayers. And folks choose to live here. Folks with means especially choose to live here because of our incredible climate, because of great creative communities that we have, because of the beauty of our environment. There are many reasons why folks choose to live here.
But Roxana, so many of us, and you probably know them too, so many people we know have left California because of the cost of housing here, because of how much you have to earn to be able to live here in California. So we know that a lot of people, and they may be largely middle-class people, but we have seen an exodus that is documented. It may not be the wealthiest at this point.
Right. Well, the exodus is definitely there, and it is middle and working class Californians who can't afford the cost of living in the state. It's not the wealthiest. So I think we need to figure out how do we support working and middle class Californians, and we need a proper safety net to do that. We need investments in our schools. We need protections for renters. We need to really figure out how do we deal with the tens of millions of Californians who are really facing a crisis in this pandemic. So we really need to look to all the potential sources of revenue for the state, and particularly from those who can absolutely afford it.
Let me share some listener comments. Adriana writes on the page, your guest is saying the tax would be a burden on the rich and on business. What he's not considering is what the burden is on business when they can't access an educated workforce because residents can't afford college and K-12 is underfunded. They lose productivity due to workers not having health insurance or not being able to afford employer-subsidized copays. They lose customers when people in California can't afford to buy their products, and they have to pay more in shipping because fleets are having to do more maintenance on their vehicles because roads aren't maintained. They lose productivity due to fires because emergency services and forest services are underfunded. It's not that without the tax they'll save money. They'll just pay it in a different way. That's Adriana writing on the Air Talk page. Joel Fox, you want to respond to her comment?
Yes, she's saying let's burden the economy more and that's going to save us. That's not going to save us. We have to free up the economy. We have to rely on a private enterprise to help lift us up because that will create the jobs. That will keep the middle class here when they get better paying jobs. And that's a real concern. You know, this tax on the rich was problematic even before this discussion. We already talked about it, how it affects the California budget with ups and downs because we rely so heavily on them. And the other point I would make is when we're talking about the modest 1 to 3%, well, let's talk about the totals. We're talking up to over 16% income tax on the highest earners in California. That's pretty substantial. Especially
state income tax, and then there's federal on top of that.
And I was about to say, and then when you combine it with the federal income tax, you're well over 50%.
We have Anurana writes on the page, doesn't it deter people from coming here to invest? Also, all the new growth is going to Texas because of the tax burden. Roxana Tynan, you want to respond to Anurana's comment?
But our growth in California, certainly pre-pandemic, has been pretty excellent, regardless of our supposed tax burden. What we've really got to face right now is the idea that tens of millions of Californians, we've got 15% unemployment. We've got folks who can't pay the rent. We've got folks who can't put food on the table. And we've got to deal with that before we have an absolute crisis of homelessness that is going to do considerable damage to the state's economy if we don't get out ahead of it now. We absolutely have the resources within the state to solve our problems. If we have political leaders who are willing to really choose us as a community, choose Californians over choosing billionaires.
I need to wrap up, but I want to thank you both so much for being with us. Roxana Tynan of the Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy, known as LANE. She's executive director. And Joel Fox, editor-in-chief of the political commentary website Fox and Hounds Daily. You're listening to Air Talk on KPCC. How many of the changes in our daily lives are going to stick once we're past this pandemic? That's the question architects and designers are taking up because they're going to have to adapt offices, stores, open space if there are changes that are ongoing. We'll find out what they're contemplating in 1 minute on Air Talk.